This is Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The Fresno Art Museum is known for featuring works by top artists, live events, and more. But this Saturday, you can add recycling to that list. It's the 2015 edition of the high-powered fashion show known for turning one person's trash into another person's haute couture. It's called Trashique, and Michelle Ellis-Pracy joins us now to tell us more. Michelle, welcome to Valley Edition.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Trashique is back this year after taking a year off. What makes this event so unique and important to the museum?
It's not only unique and important to the museum, but also to the community, because we outreach to artists who are working artists in Fresno. And they can be all ages. They can be not an artist as a profession, but as something they do on the side. And we invite them to create garments out of materials that are recyclable materials or actual trash.
So who actually designs these works, and how do you select the artists?
We've selected the artists this year by invitation. So the artists that have participated in the 2010, 11, and 13 Trashiques were invited back again for 2015 because this was my first year doing the event. And basically we give them 12 artists who are either deceased and historic or contemporary and living to be inspired by. So the artist is totally in control of which artist they choose to work from and the garment that they choose to make.
The other thing that I think is interesting here is these are artists that usually work in different mediums than fashion and recycled materials. That has to be a challenge for some of them, but I imagine they're excited by that challenge.
They love that challenge because even if they work in two dimensions, as in an art painter or a mosaic artist, even sculptors are working in a third dimension that is malleable, and they're using materials they wouldn't typically use in their artworks on a regular basis.
So speaking of those materials, where do they come from? Where do they get these things?
Well, actually, if they come up with their idea for the design, for instance, one woman was inspired by Toulouse-Lautrec as her artist, and he was a painter, an impressionist painter who painted the Paris bar scene in the 1860s era, and she went to a local bakery who is known for baking French bread, and she made her costumes out of unused French bread wrappers. So she fashioned these beautiful skirts for the can-can dancers out of these used materials, or unused but recyclable materials.
So how long have they been working on these? What's the process been like in putting this show together and giving the artists their assignments and those sorts of things?
Well, this year we started in August, which was great because it gave them at least 5 months to work. And as the day of the fashion show comes closer, everything is escalated. But all of the costumes are in the building. They're behind a locked door. They will not be debuted by anybody. Nobody can even peek at them until the actual night of the event.
So these are truly one-offs. It's not based on something that someone else did before or another designer or anything like that.
They're one of a kind. And the workmanship this year is exquisite. It's incredible. The thought that has gone into these garments is well-rounded and complete, and I think it's because they had this extra time.
So give us an idea of the event itself. You obviously have the runway and the models going up and down, showing off these works. What else is involved with Trashique?
Well, this year we decided to up the ante a bit, and we have a VIP ticket that includes a sit-down dinner in advance of the fashion show, and that's never been part of Trashique before. It's just been the fashion show. So the VIP people come about 6 o'clock. They're seated in our sculpture garden under twinkle lights. They're served dinner by the village press, and then they go into the fashion show and have VIP seating along the runway. Then for the $85 ticket, that is the fashion show itself and the after party. And then at 10 o'clock, we open the doors for $20 a person, and they can come to the after party. The models are still mingling with the garments on their bodies. The artists are available to ask questions of. So it's really a three-part evening, and we want all of Fresno to feel welcome at this event.
So what happens with the fashions after the show?
This year, for the first time, we are offering them for sale. So as the fashion show ends, the models will line up on the runway with a price tag dangling from their wrist. And as far as I know, they are starting at about $300 and topping off at about $7. And these can be purchased either as wearable art, if you're the right size, because they've been made to fit the model, or sculpture that you might place in your home on an armature of some sort, which we can advise upon. And the artist sees 70% of the price. They do all of this free of charge. They get all the materials, all of their time, all of their effort is a gift to the museum.
This also has to be interesting for the people involved, the artists, not only working in a different medium like we talked about before, but also looking at the work of another artist and channeling that in some respect. Talk about that. Do some take a more literal approach to that in really trying to mimic the work of a particular artist, or are there some that are more maybe perhaps loosely inspired or have their own take on another artist's work?
Well, this year the 12 artists include architects and painters and sculptors. So most of the artists look at that person's work. It's a lesson in art history. And then they take whatever they love about that artist and make it three-dimensional. So they're not literally translating, let's say, a Gauguin painting will not be painted onto a dress, but they will create a Gauguin setting or feeling on their garment and take elements of his artwork and put it on their garment, but not do a Gauguin that looks like a Gauguin.
So as we're talking about Trash Chic coming up this weekend at the museum, what else is on the horizon for your organization as we move forward into the remainder of this year and 2016 is right around the corner?
It is. Well, we're gearing up for our holiday party. It's our second annual holiday party. Last year was the first one. And we really do celebrate the art museum as the only art museum in Fresno for our city. And we invite the general public to buy tickets, and that's December 4th. And then we're very excited that in January of 2016, we're bringing in a major exhibition of portraits of Frida Kahlo by one of her lovers, Nicholas Murray. And those portraits will fill two galleries. And we're bringing in an unknown, virtually unknown Fresno artist for one of the spaces. We're bringing in Sonia Romero from Los Angeles. So it's going to be a very powerful season that opens on January 22nd.
If people want more information about Trash Chic or any of the things at the Art Museum, what should they do?
Go to our website, www.fresnoartmuseum.org. Under events, you'll read about Trash Chic. Under future exhibitions, you'll read about Frida Kahlo. And also, you'll read about our holiday party.
Michelle Ellis-Pracy, Executive Director of the Fresno Art Museum, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, too.